As a Saturday afternoon turns to evening in the beautiful Northwest, welcome back to Northwest Vine Time on the Radio Northwest Network. I'm Brian Bushlack as we continue a special edition of the show with Rex Pickett, the author of Sideways and the sequel now, Vertical. Miles and Jack are back and they travel through the Willamette Valley as Miles hosts the International Pinot Noir Celebration. Rex, it's been great to have you on the show. I appreciate you taking time out of your weekend to share your journey and that of Miles and Jack with our audience. You mentioned, I think, a little while ago that you had been invited to host the International Pinot Noir Celebration. Any chance we'll see you in that role in the next couple years?
So they asked Alexander Payne, and at the last moment, I guess he had some kind of surgery, so he backed out, and they asked me to fill in at the last moment, and I just, you know, it didn't fit in with the schedule, and so I don't know. I would love to do it. I mean, it would be a blast. So, you know, again, that's kind of out of my hands. You know, it's in the hands of them how they, you know, how they feel it was portrayed. I think it was, you know, it's portrayed a bit as a bacchanal, but I think it's funny, and I don't think that it really steps on anyone's toes. But it's, you know, that is the number one, from what I understand, Pinot Noir festival in the world. And, you know, to tie it in with the novel and everything else and with Jack and Miles coming there, I just think it would be great for them. And, you know, I love the area. I'll be honest with you. I grew up in Southern California. And we were talking about the weather earlier before we came on air, and I'm sitting here in 70-degree weather, and I guess it's monsoon up there. I'd love some rain. You know, I'd love some weather in my life. You know, I'm tired of sunshine. So if I were ever to put on the cowbells and retire, Oregon would be my place. I love Portland. I think it's a great city. I really do. I love the whole area. I'm being honest with you. I'm not saying this for you know, your listeners.
Well, we appreciate that. We like living here. It's that time of year where, you know, late in the week we had some of those monsoon rains, and things have improved over the weekend a little bit. But, you know, you just kind of you get through it in the winter here because the summers here are like no place else in the world. I know you know that. Oh. And great golf and obviously great wines, and you've experienced both here. I would be excited to have you at IPNC, and I think we should start kind of a write-in campaign for you to get you on in the role here the next couple of years.
I'm there, you know. Whenever you want me there, I'm there. Just send me an email.
Well, the book is Vertical. If you'd like to learn more, verticalthenovel.com or rexpickett.com. And as this book gains more and more acclaim, the new book, as the follow-up to Sideways, has to be satisfying for you, Rex, in your career. We haven't talked much about that, but I know that you did not make a ton of money off of Sideways. It has to be very gratifying for you from a career standpoint to see the success of this.
Yeah, I'm really happy. I mean, I was under contract with Alfred Knopf, which is the literary division of Random House, and, you know, I don't really want to go into it, but frankly, I wasn't treated all that well there, and then when I decided to scuttle one novel and morph it into another, I mean, I could have made a lot of money writing screenplays, and when I decided to scuttle the one novel and write the Sideways sequel, they weren't behind it at all, and that's when I said, you know what, enough of this, and I found a financier who came in, you know, with capital, and we have, of course, the Sideways branding, and I don't like to think in terms of branding. I really think in terms of the work, and I just was so, I felt free. I felt unfettered, you know, and I could write what I wanted to write and go where I could, you know, where I wanted to go. There would not be a Vertical if I was still writing under contract. It wouldn't even exist. So, you know, kudos to my financier, Tim Moore, and I guess just to my tenacity to do it like I've always done it in my life, the way I've wanted to do it, you know, without trying to make any kind of concessions to the powers that be. I went my own way, my own maverick path, in a way. And as a result, I ended up where I wanted to be, which was in the great Willamette Valley.
And that's exactly the way we would want it, too, because I don't see Miles, and you are Miles, in effect, going the corporate route or selling out.
No. I've had agents tell me, you know, we could do the Hope Crosby thing. Jack and Miles go to Rioja. Jack and Miles go to Burgundy. You know what I mean? We could do one after another after another. The novel, I think, when people read it, yes, it's steeped in wine, and yes, it goes to the Willamette Valley. But it's really, you know, Rex's emotional journey. I have to be honest with you in what I've gone through dealing with success as opposed to when I wrote Sideways, which was dealing with failure, being, you know, completely off the radar as far as Hollywood goes. I couldn't even get arrested back then. And they're really kind of, you know, different sides of the same coin, if you want to know the truth, when you read the novel. So, you know, that's that's the part of the novel that has some depth. It isn't just two guys going off and doing some wild, crazy stuff in some other wine region. I think that would be just cannibalizing myself and selling out to the corporate powers, you know. I think this novel is really deeply felt. When people get to the end of it, I think they'll really, you know, feel and experience something like they did with Sideways that endures.
Rex Pickett, the man behind Sideways and his new work, Vertical, at a bookstore near you. To learn more, check out the website verticalthenovel.com. And, of course, you can see Sideways, the movie. If you haven't seen it, it is a must-see. Rex Pickett, thank you for joining us, and thank you for tuning in to another edition of Northwest Vine Time.